Thank you, Representative McCauley. We have House Bill 1269, but our main sponsor, our main sponsor is here.
I left it the most interesting place in appropriations, but oh well. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Stanford Adelstein, representative from District 32 in Pennington County. I bring this bill that has arisen really out of the urgency and the increasing problem that we are finding, particularly West River, of uninsured motorists. The fact that I had a personal accident is not really part of this issue. The bill really was urged by one of the more thoughtful members of the Rapid City City Council, Babe Steinberg, and he pointed out that the time has come where we must do something really severe to get uninsured vehicles off of our highways. Therefore, this bill proposes that if we had that a proof of insurance must be given and shown at the time that the vehicle is licensed, and if that insurance lapses, the insurance companies must notify and the city sheriff's department is authorized to literally pull the license plates off that vehicle and get it off the road if it's not insured. To have a law that requires financial responsibility and then to in no way enforce it is to have no law at all. Laws without enforcement have little meaning. I don't want to take a lot of your time. I certainly hope that you will vote a do pass. In fact, I would hope it'd be 100%. We could have it on the consent calendar because it's a need that has come and is very appropriate to the community.
Thank you, Representative Adelstein. Any other proponents of House Bill 1269? Proponents. Seeing none, are there any questions of the proponents? Representative Siebert.
Representative Adelstein, this has to do with commercial vehicles also. And if I change insurance policies, insurance companies, that insurance company is supposed to let the state know that I transferred. Is that correct?
Right.
If they don't let them know, then I'm liable.
Correct.
How do I know whether they let them know or not?
That's an excellent question. Representative, that's a better question because in my company we just have had some changes, and our previous person who made coverage only granted to the 1st of February. So I come down here in a company vehicle and with no insurance and a representative. I don't want to be driving without insurance. So I'm absolutely currently aware of that. What happened is if you have a responsible agency and if you're in business, we all need to have one, they will give a 30-day, there'll be at least a 30-day notification of a commercial vehicle. So they'll submit their requirement, they will submit the proof of insurance to the county immediately when you get the new coverage. And I think that's pretty reasonable, and that did happen in my case.
Follow up?
How do you handle proration plates? If I prorate my truck, I can prorate it in South Dakota. I can prorate it in Iowa if I want to prorate my truck. How do you handle whether I've got insurance for that? And also, along with that, I can buy, there's probably more truck insurance sold out of state than in state. How do we control that? Well, I'm talking about commercial vehicles. No?
Well, if you have a commercial vehicle and you have a prorated plate with a South Dakota proration, then the South Dakotan, I assume it'll have to be notified. Will that vehicle have a South Dakota plate then?
I really can't tell you. I just know that I can prorate in different states.
I think if you have a South Dakota plate, that would be the one that would be jerked if our state was not notified of the insurance coverage.
Representative Siebert, I think we're going to get an answer to that with the secretaries here. Any other questions? Seeing none, are there any opponents? House Bill 1269.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Darla Lyon, Division of Insurance. I have handed each of you a report from a study that from a working group that actually I facilitated starting last summer, and the group ended its work in October, and this report is a result of that group. The reason that I facilitated this group is because every year for the past, I can't count how many years, we have seen at least one bill to deal with uninsured motorists. And so we felt that it was time we pull the parties together to determine the extent of the problem in South Dakota, to try to analyze how other states have dealt with the problem, and to see if we could what was working and what was not working in those other states. And so this report gives you an overview of that working group's work, and I just want to go through just a little bit of it with you, and I'm just going to read some parts of it, not to bore you, but I think some of this is informative, and you need to know what the group determined. Since January 1, 1987, all drivers and owners of motor vehicles in South Dakota has been required to be financially responsible before driving. A person can maintain financial responsibility through a number of ways, one of which is to purchase an insurance policy and pass on that risk. Currently, the primary way that people prove financial responsibility is to purchase an insurance policy. Since 1927, states have been trying to find a solution to the problem of motorists who do not maintain adequate financial responsibility. All states have adopted some form of financial responsibility laws to try to address this problem. Despite these laws, there are still uninsured motorists which continue to be involved in accidents, leaving some victims uncompensated by a liable party. A few states have experimented with state-operated funds to provide a source of funds to accident victims when the at-fault party has no means of paying a judgment. However, these unsatisfied judgment funds have only resulted in limited effectiveness. 19 states, including South Dakota, require uninsured motorist coverage when purchasing motor vehicle liability coverage, and a handful of states, including South Dakota, require underinsured motorist coverage as part of a liability policy. Some states require a person to produce evidence of insurance upon registering a vehicle, and a few states require a person to certify that the vehicle is covered by liability insurance at the time of vehicle registration. Most states, including South Dakota, require an insured to provide evidence of insurance at the time of an accident or traffic violation. Another common requirement that is also present in South Dakota is to require evidence of insurance to be maintained at all times in the vehicle. Penalties for not complying with financial responsibility laws include fines, jail time, license or registration revocation, confiscation of license plates, and in Florida and Louisiana, vehicle impounding. Utah has contracted with a third-party vendor to electronically process records. It's costing them around $1 million per year and has not to date demonstrated that it has significantly impacted the uninsured motorist percentage in that state. California, at the time of our working group study, California was just decreasing their limits of liability from 15 thousand for bodily injury, 30,000 property, or 15 per person, 30,000 per accident, to 10,000 per person, 20,000 per accident, as part of a pilot project for lower income, to try to lower premiums to entice them or enable them actually to purchase insurance. A recent article that I just saw actually yesterday talks about the California pilot and how it has not been successful. It actually indicated that in 2000 there were 555 people who signed up in the pilot project out of 1.8 million uninsureds in Los Angeles and 80,000 in San Francisco. No matter the type of law, each state still has its share of uninsured motorists. The American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators is currently conducting a study on what states have done to decrease uninsured motorists and the successes, if any, of these programs. We were really hoping that they would be farther along in that work, but they're not. Sometimes some of these surveys and the evaluation of results take some time. So Cindy Gerber with Drivers Licensing, that's her national association, she may be able to tell you how far along they are, but they're not far along for us to retrieve any information. Currently, the state of South Dakota's uninsured motorist population is between 6% and 6.9% based upon known studies. All known studies consistently show South Dakota to be among the lowest in percentage of uninsured motorists. A 1996 study placed South Dakota's rate at 6.8%, which was 47th, or the fourth lowest in the country. The 1996 study showed the national average of uninsured motorists to be 12.9%. Over the past 3 years, there have been 2,441 multiple convictions. That's people that have 2 to 13 convictions for lack of financial responsibility, with a total of 1,122 individuals accounting for these charges. Pennington and Minnetonka County account for over half of these convictions. Currently, offenders are paying an average fine of $50 to $150 with little or no jail time being imposed. There's a chart in here that shows you, it's on page 4, and it shows you the number of offenses and the number of persons then that are connected to those numbers of violations. So it shows you that there are many people who have multiple violations. In other words, they're picked up and they don't have proof of insurance. And again, they don't have proof of insurance when something happens and they're asked to show it. Since 1987, there has been an average of just over 14,000 citations a year for failure to maintain financial responsibility. In fiscal year 1998, there were 15,256 citations for failure to maintain financial responsibility, but of that number, 11,483 resulted in dismissals. Those dismissals are generally because the person was able to provide proof of insurance within the time limit allotted by law. In fiscal year 1998, just over 3,600 persons pled guilty or were convicted at trial for failure to maintain financial responsibility. This was down from previous years when about 4,200 persons a year pled guilty or were convicted for this violation. The Uninsured Motorist Working Group spent a considerable amount of time discussing whether a broad-based approach targeting the population at large or a more focused approach aimed at uninsured drivers would be a more cost-effective method to reduce the percentage of uninsureds. The group decided the best method would be to focus on the uninsured drivers, not the population at large. We talked about possible solutions to the problem, and we came up with four areas that we thought would be fairly readily available to us as we brought the various parties together. One of them we talked about was a computer systems link, which actually has been implemented, and it is a program that interfaces the databases of motor vehicle registration and driver licensing. And Deborah Hilmer will probably talk to you about that from the Motor Vehicle Division. Another area is education. We thought perhaps, particularly maybe young people, are not learning that it's law that they have to have insurance. And so we talked about public awareness programs aimed at increasing public awareness. There are some things that already are being done. Information about financial responsibility is already included in driver's licensing manuals and on our Division of Insurance webpage. We now have established a link between driver's licensing webpage and the Division of Insurance's webpage, linking to our automobile insurance policy information, which does include the fact that people must have insurance. We also publish a question and answer, kind of a Q&A that we send out to all of the weekly and some of the daily newspapers also have requested it, and we have covered this topic in those questions and answers. So those are the things that we're already doing, and there are some other things that we can continue to look into. We talked about stiffer penalties and that potential options that were discussed include encouraging or enabling the judicial system to take more stringent actions with respect to uninsured drivers, especially repeat offenders. Many of them, as you can see from the charts, are repeat offenders. And then we talked about further data tracking, and we had a gentleman there from one of the state agencies that tracks accident reports. I don't recall the name of that agency right now. But they keep data on accidents, and we thought perhaps there could be, maybe we could add some fields to track whether or not people have insurance, and to get a better handle on those numbers specific to South Dakota. We do not believe that House Bill 1269 will solve the problem of uninsured drivers in South Dakota, and for that reason, I ask you to defeat this bill.
Thank you, Darla. I will hold up the testimony on 1269. Having been one of those people that have signed on to bills in the past 4 years, as a matter of fact, this has been something that's been important to me, and I know it's been important to the Highway Patrol. We're definitely not going to get through this bill today. We're going to hold this one over till Thursday. We have Thursday yet to finish. I do have Representative Flowers has a gentleman here to testify on House Bill 1281.